stay tuned for Mrs. Green's World, a fun and informative green talk radio show that features guests from all over the country who talk about how living green can improve your lifestyle and be fun. Visit Mrs. Green's website, www.mrsgreensworld.com, for more information about her guests.
Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Saturday. Welcome to Mrs. Green's World News Talk 790 KNST. Lots of action and information today. We have a call-in from our buddy Terry D from the Habitat for Humanity's Habistore, and we all know him as Terry D, and he's calling in. We have in-studio guest Jill Ramirez, who's the coordinator of sustainability education residence life at the University of Arizona, and Jake Turner, a student and eco rep from the program. That being said, how serendipitous and perfect is it, no matter where you're listening around the country, that we have people from Wildcat Country on the show today, and we are in the Elite Eight. And Kat, you may be asked to leave the building if you do that again. She just did a thumbs down. We are in Wildcat Country, girl. So we're hoping for the Elite Eight moving right to the Final Four. There's some type of over-the-top joy about beating Duke. They're such an honorable team and a great team. They really are. And to beat them, lots of pride going on here in the home base of Tucson, Arizona for Mrs. Green. We would love for you to visit my website for more thorough information about everything I mentioned on the show and lots of things that I don't, www.mrsgreensworld.com. And I would be remiss if I did not mention that today's show is sponsored by the Fairfax Companies. Please remember to use them for all your post-construction and landscaping waste. They are locally owned, and they recycle everything. You can find them through me, MrsGreensWorld.com. So let's go right to Terry D.
Good morning.
Good afternoon. I got you on that one already.
Okay. Who's paying attention here?
That's right, because all we care about is game time.
I know.
So we have lots to talk about, because you and I always have to, and we talked this morning and had to make notes, because we both have whirling dervish syndrome. So let's talk about spring has sprung and what's going on at the Habistore, and tell everybody your new location.
Well, okay, that's the biggest thing right off the bat. We're at 935 West Grant, which is right at Grant and I-10. Won't be affected by the traffic redo of Grant Road because we're west of Oracle.
Great. So that is great.
Cool. We're in our new building. I just was talking with George at Geo Innovation yesterday, and they're going to start putting the solar panels on the roof next week.
Oh, my gosh. You'll have to Facebook and Twitter about that so that I can Facebook and Twitter about that.
Spring has sprung for sure, even though it's going to be 90 today. we just got in a big shipment of Rainbird stuff. You know, Rainbird's right here in Tucson, Arizona. They're the world-renowned irrigation sprinkling business. And they gave us a couple pallets worth of sprinkler heads and connectors and some brass sprinkler heads and things like that. So
if people are putting in landscaping during the springtime, there you go.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of things broke during the peak freeze of 2011.
Yes, yes.
And so this is a great time to come and maybe get some new sprinkler heads and ones that will work. Maybe they just froze up or cracked or something like that. So
that happened to us, but you didn't have them yet, so we had to buy retail.
Yeah, so come on in and check it out. There's okay. Everything you can think of for that.
That's good. What else you got?
Also, you know, with spring and summer coming, those really nice nights that we have, you want to turn off the AC and open the front door. We just got in over 400 36-inch Leslie Lock Victorian security screen doors.
So what is that? Since this is a radio show and not we can't see it, what do you mean security doors?
You know, this is the wrought iron door with the perforated steel screen on it. Three colors, Navajo white, and black. And they're brand new in the packaging. They look great. I don't know if I'm supposed to say how much, but they're only $75. So
yes, you can say how much. Okay. This is Mrs. Green's World. Yeah. And you're the Habistore. You can say whatever you want.
Nice. They are really nice. They got, you know, they're not gothically designed, but they do have a little rib in the little wrought iron things that go up and down. And, you know, they have the two holes for the deadbolt and the doorknob and one-way screws so nobody can steal them when they're already
installed. Well, I hope Mr. Green is listening, because that would be great for our back door. I
mean, one would match the color of your house for sure.
Yes, that would be really awesome, and $75. But as you know, Mrs. Green would not be the one installing that, so I don't get to vote. I just get to make suggestions.
Exactly right.
Okay.
So
now,
what else
screen
is
door
going
sprinklers.
On?
Well, I have to bring this up whether you like it or not. You are a contestant in our Who's the Greenest of Them All contest. And I want to give a plug for you. It's about heroes in our country, because we have people from all over the country
there is.
That are doing outstanding things to make a difference for the environment. And you're one of my dearest friends, so I say you make a difference for the planet, not just the environment. So you're nominated, and how's the voting going for Terry D?
I think the voting is great. We want to, you know, voting's over on the 31st, so we're close. I think we're at four. Not that I'm counting, but I think we're at 430 or something.
I think you're closer to 500.
So we want to try to break 500 for sure. That'd be great for us at the store, and you know, just that recognition that 500 people even knew about us and took the time to go online and read all the cool stuff on Mrs. Green's website and to vote for us, too. So we're pretty excited. And I see a lot of my friends on there, you know, Robin Johnson and Colleen from
Clean Cities and Jason Tankersley. I mean, the Fairfax. There are a lot of people. When you are a part of this green community, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Robin's another one.
And the Green Fest, too, is coming up. And Girl from Bookman's is nominated as well. So.
Yes. And the Green Fest, let's just talk about that a little bit, because you're going to be there. Mrs. Green will be there. It's next Saturday at Tucson Village Farms, which is across from Trader Joe's on River Campbell.
Yeah, great location there. You can learn so much. You know, even if you've never been there, you should go, because they have a great little lobby with great little displays and things to see. I like going there just for fun.
And it's
going
to be fun. So this is one of the funniest things about it to me. They're going to have a bike valet service. So if you ride your bike, they're going to have
valet.
That is a first for me, okay?
I might ride my bike then. I have to bring my stuff on Friday, though, and then ride my bike.
And get Trista to come on her bike, too. But and this is what I want to point out. It really is fun for the entire family. If you have little kids, it'll be fun. If you have no kids and you're a homeowner, it'll be fun. If you're bored on a Saturday, come. It's going to be free, informative. If you just knew that Terry D and Mrs. Green were going to be there, you'd want to come, because we'll talk to you about anything. But Big John the Toilet Guy is going to be there. There's going to be great food, games. I mean, you name it. It's really going to be a good time.
And it's right next to the riverbed, so, you know, we'll go over and maybe throw a line in. Maybe we'll catch a sand turtle or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, right.
You know.
We're talking dry fishing. Yeah, all righty then. But you know what else I was thinking? Bookman's, who's sponsoring this, they just got finished being major sponsors for the Tucson Festival of Books. And, I mean, I know Sheila, I know Bob, I know Amy Sue. They worked their tails off to help promote, support, set up for, break down from the Festival of Books. And then it's like, okay, take a deep breath. Now we're on to Green Fest.
Yeah, and, you know, they were one of Tucson's very first. I mean, before recycling, anybody knew about recycling, they were recycling.
Bob, wouldn't we call Bob an early adopter? We would.
We would, absolutely.
Okay, Terry, you are the best.
I used to work for Bob, by the way.
What?
Back in the day.
Someday we're going to have to do a show called It's All About Terry.
I got one more plug.
Okay, one more.
Rain barrels.
You have rain barrels?
Go online at habitattucson.org. We have 5 rain barrels in the store right now that were painted by local artists, and they're beautiful. And we're auctioning them off. You have until the 20th of April to bid. You got to come into the store and bid, though. You can't bid online.
But I want to see them.
And they're all online. They're beautifully painted. One of them looks like a rock wall.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, and there's Purple Mountains Majesties. And
oh, my gosh.
What are some of the
other
ones?
Well, I'll be coming in.
So come and see them. There's a climbing.
I will come and see them.
They're just beautiful to see in at your house. They'd be great.
Okay, have a great Saturday. Terry D. from Habitat for Humanities have a store. They have a new location that's just incredibly successful. And if you ever want to find anyone, you can always find them through me, MrsGreensWorld.com. And be sure to go on our website and vote for your favorite, who is the greenest of them all. And I did a little shameless plug for Terry.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks,
bye-bye.
Terry. Okay, up next, we will have Jill and Jake, coordinator and eco rep from the University of Arizona Sustainability Education Residence Life. You're listening to Mrs. Green's World, News Talk 790 KNST. You will want to stay here with me.
790KNST.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Saturday. Welcome to Mrs. Green's World, News Talk 790 KNST. Please check out my website at Mrs. Green's World and vote for your greenest of them all. Stay a little bit at my website and find out great green things happening around the globe.